The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it, and I wish I would have said something. I just felt it in my bones, but I know I didn't say anything. So, I can't go on the air and say, I told you so. I told you so. But I didn't tell you so, but I knew it was going to happen. What am I talking about? The Francis Scott Key Bridge. You know that the bridge collapsed. Tragic thing. One of the most incredible videos that I've ever seen. I mean, you see this huge tanker just floating closer and closer to the bridge. And, of course, we watched the video after we knew what was going to happen. And you're watching cars go across the bridge, and you're going, please, no, go, 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 go. And fortunately, they were able to block off the bridge. But anyway, it's just an incredible video. It keeps getting closer and closer, and then it strikes the bridge, and this huge, long bridge just collapses into the river. Well, I knew this was going to happen. The Caucus of African American Leaders, whose members include the NAACP and a bunch of other radical leftist black organizations, are demanding that when the bridge is rebuilt, it be renamed. Yeah, now, of course, you folks know that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem. It is believed that he was a slave owner. We're not positive about that. But anyway, the Caucus of African American Leaders, and now, no, I won't go there. They are demanding that when the bridge is rebuilt, it will not be called any longer the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but its name be changed. The caucus is recommending that it be called the Senator Frederick Malkus Memorial Bridge or the Gloria Richardson Memorial Bridge. Two black leaders in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, which obviously they can be honored and should be honored. And that's fine. Find a way to honor them. Put up a statue somewhere in Baltimore or whatever. But I knew this was going to happen. And may I just say this, folks? It is time we stop attempting to rewrite American history, to sanitize it to today's thoughts, standards, and so forth. One of the most important lessons that you can ever learn in studying history, you have to study history and historical characters in the context of the times. Okay? You have to study historical characters in the context of the times. Now, can I give you an illustration? This is really dumb, but I live in the world where most of the things I'm interested in are spiritual things, not political leaders, spiritual leaders, and so forth. All right. C.H. Spurgeon is my all-time hero preacher, other than the Apostle Paul himself. I have almost all of his sermons on my shelf at home, almost all of them. I've got to get back to this. I used to read at least one of his sermons every single week, at least one, sometimes two, to give me inspiration. He was literally my pastor when I was pastoring. I would go grab one of the volumes of the Metropolitan Tabernacle Pulpit, pull it off my shelf, open it up, and read one of his sermons, and that ministered to me. He was my pastor. Some of the most influential books I've ever read in my ministry are books by C.H. Spurgeon. An all-round ministry is a must, in my opinion, for any minister. An all-round ministry. Lectures to My Students is an absolute classic. So anyway, I have enormous respect for Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He was a heavy smoker. Yeah, he was a heavy smoker. He loves cigars. I mean, he dearly, dearly loves cigars, but he smoked other things as well. Well, if I were to find out that Charles Stanley had a terrible habit of smoking cigarettes, and every time he left the pulpit, he went out back of First Baptist Church, Atlanta, and lit up and smoked, you know, three packs a day, my opinion of Charles Stanley would go way, 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 way down. Why? Charles Stanley knew the health risks of tobacco and cigarettes and so forth. C.H. Spurgeon did not. In fact, cigars were considered to be healthy. It would improve your health if you smoked a cigar every once in a while. That was the times in which he lived. Now, is that the same as slavery? Of course not. But you have to understand, slavery has always been wrong as we look back on it. But there was a time when almost the entire planet accepted slavery. Does that justify it? No. Bob, I can't believe that you're justifying slavery because there was a time when people... I'm not justifying it. It was wicked. It was evil. All I'm saying is there was a time when slavery was widely accepted in Africa. Check it out. No, check it out. African tribes would sell opposing tribes, enemy tribes, into slavery. It was done all the time. Africans had slaves, other Africans. Now, does that justify, well, it must be okay. I mean, if Africans had slaves themselves. No. It just reminds us of the times and the context. We love to almost idolize indigenous Americans, American Indians, okay? And we need to honor their legacy. Some of them were cannibals. And by the way, slavery was very popular among many indigenous American Indian tribes. Yes, slavery. Yes. So, does that mean that we take away the names of American Indians on schools across America? Well, if you're going to apply the same standard to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Francis Scott Key, if you're going to apply the same standard, then we got to tear down all the statues of Indians. You see what I'm saying? Culture changes. Things that are acceptable change as we learn, as we mature. And so you must study history in the light of the historical context. And if we would do that, we would stop taking down all these statues and renaming buildings and renaming bridges. We would understand those were different times. So I knew it was going to happen. I just knew it. Will the state of Maryland? Well, I don't know. The federal government, Joe Biden has said the federal government's going to pay every penny, which is dumb. What about insurance? What about the state of Maryland? What about the shipping company that was responsible for the accident? No, Joe Biden said, we're going to pay every penny of it, hoping that people in Maryland would vote for him. Yeah, it's all about votes. So understanding the role of the federal government in rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge, it would not surprise me whatsoever that the bridge be renamed. Who knows? Could be the Joe Biden Bridge. After all, he rode across it many, many times in a train. Now, that is quite an accomplishment because trains don't go across the bridge. So, wow, Joe Biden's incredible.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
I never bring it up unless it's in the news. No, I don't. I never, ever bring this topic up because it's controversial and because many, maybe most of you disagree with me on this. So I never bring it up unless it's in the news, and that is alcohol. This headline caught my attention this morning. First Baptist Abilene pastor Brandon Hudson resigns after arrest. This is a very large Southern Baptist church in Abilene, Texas. It's an historic church established back in 1881. In all of those years, they have had somewhere here in the story, like 15 pastors since 1881. In other words, they've got a long history of pastors staying at this historic Baptist church. I don't think it's always been Southern Baptist, but it is today. I was certain the number of pastors was here in the article. Oh, it's not that, just not that important. The important thing is most of the pastors since 1881 have had a long, fruitful, successful ministry at First Baptist Abilene. Brandon Hudson, he's 44 years old. He was called to be the pastor just 1 year ago, 2022. He was voted in overwhelmingly on December 18th, 2022, by an overwhelming vote to be the next pastor. His predecessor was there for 38 years. 38 years. Brandon Hudson, 44 years old, a stellar record, a spotless record. He has worked at churches in North Carolina, Alabama. He was a youth pastor in other Texas churches. Just a spotless record of ministry. He was the 19th. I knew it was here. He was the 19th senior pastor in the church's history. Only the fifth senior pastor in the last 70 years. Well, he resigned. He was forced to resign. And why? DUI. He was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. Now, if he had any other profession, one DUI probably would not have hurt his career at all. But he's a pastor of a large historic church, and pastors are held to a higher standard, and rightfully so. They're not perfect, and they shouldn't be expected to be perfect, but they are held to a higher standard. The arrest was public. It was in the local newspaper. It was on local TV. Pastor of large Baptist church in Abilene arrested for driving under the influence. And after meeting with the leadership of the church, they all decided it would be best if he resigned and stepped aside. It breaks my heart. A spotless record of ministry, and he got drunk. Now, it's obvious, if he didn't drink, he would never have gotten drunk. And I just want to warn you, folks, the more we are learning about the effects of alcohol, the more I want to warn you. There are no physical health benefits. We were told there were. We now know that is not true. Most of you know the name Max Lucado. Did you know he got himself in serious trouble because of alcohol? I just warn you. There is no chance that anyone will ever become an alcoholic if they don't start drinking. It'll never happen. You will never get a DUI if you don't drink. And I will say it again, I'm not going to judge anyone's spirituality on whether you socially drink, have a beer here, or wine here or there. I'm not going to do that. I never will. And I won't think any less of you, seriously. I just want no part of it. I've just seen so many ministries ruined, families ruined, marriages ruined. I've done too many funerals. I don't want any part of it. All right, folks, I hope you have a good evening. I hope you have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend, and please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.